Hey everybody, welcome to October 2nd of Pray Today. Yesterday I talked to you about attitude. If you got a chance to listen to that, I hope that you're doing that self-check on your attitude. Today I want to talk to you about something that some of you may not think that you struggle with. Some of you definitely will know you do, but I think we all struggle with this, and that is addiction. And when we think of addictions, more times than not, I think most people think of addictions to alcohol, to drugs, to painkillers, addicted to specific things or substances. But you know, it's really hard to go through this world without being addicted to things in unhealthy ways. I know for me, I know this might sound so dumb to you, but I'm addicted to news, to my news feed on my phone. And though that seems so not harmful compared to other addictions, I tell you what, it's not good for me. And I find myself tempted every day to open my news right away at the beginning of the day before my feet ever hit the floor, checking the latest news. But what I've realized is oftentimes, or even most of the time, I'm extremely anxious when I start my day. And I'm anxious because, I don't know if you've noticed, but news isn't encouraging. It's very difficult to read the news and find things that are going to make you feel better instead of worse. So that's one addiction that I am working on. Now, I don't know what addiction you study with, may or struggle with. You may think of dozens of things you're addicted to, and for those obvious things, we obviously want to pray for those today. But I want to encourage you to really search deep and to decide, are there things I'm addicted to that maybe aren't even sin, but they draw me away from God and towards them? Maybe it's an addiction to social media. Maybe it is a chemical dependency. Maybe it's an addictive behavior that you've been doing for so long that you either justify it or you ignore it or you don't even really think about it anymore. Maybe you're defeated and think you can never get past this addiction. Well, God wants better for us. So I just want you for a moment to think about maybe what you are addicted to in an unhealthy way. And I'd like to pray about that with you this morning. Father, there are so many temptations out there that we fall into. Some addictions that we don't even realize are unhealthy for us. God, we want to have an addiction. We want that addiction to be an addiction to following you, that we just can't get enough of following you. And Lord, we know that when we have an addiction or a bad habit, it's taught that we need to replace it with something else. So, Father, I choose to replace my habit, my addiction, with something that's going to draw me closer to you. For some of us, that's getting into your word more. For some of us, it's developing a healthy prayer life. For some of us, it's spending time with people who are going to build us up, not people who are going to encourage our addictions. Father, whether we're addicted to negativity or a chemical substance or something that just doesn't glorify you, we want to hand that addiction or those addictions over to you today, to entrust them to you, because we believe that you have something better in store for us. Thank you that your word promises us that no temptation has ever come over us that's not common to mankind, and that you always promise to provide a way out that we can stand up underneath it. Thank you, Lord, for the power to destroy addictions and replace them with honor for you. Amen.